Welcome everybody to Sunday Service. This is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry called Fish for People. This is our discipleship series. Well, we're all about discipleship here. So it's not necessarily a series, but it's what we do. And what is that? Bringing people to God and following the blueprint that Jesus left us. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to get into all things of the Bible. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you how it relates to life. So come on. Come to church. And what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons. And this week, we're going to discuss all things baptisms. Who, what, when, why, how, and what it means, etc., etc. So let's get ready to dive in and discuss all things renewal. But first, as usual, let's bow our heads for our episode opening prayer. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, I humbly come before you with a heart full of gratitude and reverence. I thank you for the privilege of leading the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast, a platform where your word can be shared and your love can be felt by all who listen. Father God, may your divine presence permeate every moment of this podcast, touching the hearts and souls of each listener. Guide me, Father God, as I share your teachings and leading worship, that my words may be a reflection of your truth and grace. Bless each listener, dear God, with wisdom, understanding, and a renewed sense of purpose in their faith journey. May this podcast be a source of encouragement and inspiration, drawing us closer to you and to one another. I lift up the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope ministry to you, Father God, asking for your continued blessing upon our work of compassion and healing in our spiritual community and beyond. Lord, I commit this podcast into your loving hands, trusting in your guidance and provision for every episode. May it be a beacon of light in a world in need of your love and salvation. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, guys. So, like I said, we're going to talk things, baptisms, right? So, when it comes to being baptized and why do you get baptized? I guess when you're a baby, you know, you get newly baptized, but you're a baby, so you don't really know the effect or why you did it. And it's just one of those things that as you get older, you go, you know, you ask your parents, did I get baptized? They say, yeah, and that's that. At least that's how it was for me. Because I actually went to Catholic school in the first grade. And I know I got baptized when I was a baby. But that was under, I guess, the Catholic Church at the time. But, so it's supposed to be a renewal of your faith when you get baptized. And so they use the water as a metaphor for being reborn, right? So when you join a church, you know, I guess they ask you if you want to be renewed, if you want to come to God, you want to, you know, get baptized. And sometimes they have a tub of water or however they do it. At the church here in South Florida, actually, they sometimes use, they go to the beach and they sometimes baptize you in the ocean, which is a whole another total experience, at least it is here in South Florida. You know, you come to God and then you go get eaten by a shark, but, you know, I'm good with the tub, actually. So, like I said, when I came to Christ, you know, I was super excited. You know, I was joining a church and they, you know, had a baptism ceremony. So, I said, sure. So, me, my wife, and my daughter, we actually went. I believe it was February of 2022. And, you know, we all got baptized that day. I believe it's actually on YouTube. And, you know, nice ceremony. Everybody that was at the church that day, it was a small church. It wasn't too big. But then as I got baptized, I wanted to, more. I wanted to know more about God. I wanted to know more about Jesus. I wanted to know more about everything. So, I got hungrier, hungrier for the word, hungrier for the Bible. What's this? What's that? I had questions. So I got stronger and stronger in my faith, wanting to know more. And so, I joined Bible study. I was going with Golden Voice Devotions. I went from attending it to leading it, and ultimately becoming a pastor. And this is all on my own because I was hungry for it. Continue to still be. But don't forget, mind you, now I went from atheist now to pastor. So, talk about a stunning turn of events. So when I had mentioned this to that pastor, to my pastor at the church I was at that time, let's just say it wasn't received, well, put it that way. It was rejected, so to speak. And the way, it hit my spirit, it just felt like, this something's not right. But the way I interpreted it was that, okay, God said, you just came to Christ and you went to this church. That was your opening. But now you've graduated. It's time for you to move on. So me and my wife, we prayed to God and left it up to him, and we found a fantastic church. The name of that church is called History Makers Church here in South Florida. And they encourage you to walk in your path for what God has planned for you. So they even have programs that they set up for you to find your calling, to see where your comfort zone is. And it's quite refreshing to see a church that truly cares for its flock in a way that's empowering to the flock to go out and create more flocks, if that makes any sense, right? So, since we joined this new church and the energy and the people, like for Easter, there was over 1,700 people for Easter service. And we get about maybe between 500 and 600 on a regular basis. So it's quite the mix of people. So the energy is fantastic. The worship is just, oh my goodness, it's like a concert. It's like a Christian concert, and it hits your soul. And the pastors are, oh my goodness, out of this world, fantastic. And they're down-to-earth people, and they're, young enough to be able to be relevant to the community. Husband and wife team, actually from Australia. Emma and Terrence Mullings. Fantastic, fantastic people, fantastic family. And so with this new energy, and now that I'm a pastor and I've gone through the steps to figure out what my calling from God is, I said, okay, I want to do this with this new church, renewed, refocused, refreshed, and ready to go now that I have, my orders from God, so to speak. Now they say, once you've been baptized, once you're covered, and that's all good and dandy. But if the first time I did it and the response afterward wasn't in line with how it's supposed to go, I felt like, okay, so let me do it this one last time with this new church because, I'm not a going, I'm not gonna jump, we're not gonna jump around as a family to different churches. So, last weekend, went and got baptized again. It was fantastic. We got pictures and video, and the energy, the absolute energy of it was refreshing. And my pastor, our pastor Emma, said to me right before she was going to baptize me, she said, "You know what? You remind me of the Apostle Peter. He's full of energy. He wants to learn more. He's ready to go." And that's exactly who Peter was. And funnily, because that's who this very podcast I was inspired by. I went and looked in the apostles, and the Holy Spirit said, go get others, discipleship. And he said, I will make you fishers of people. Peter, right? So it just proved to me that that was, confirmation from God that I'm on the right track. I'm doing what he wants me to do. But if he wants me to pivot, we pivot. But this is currently where we're at. So baptism is symbolic, right? But when you become this new person in Christ, if you don't change, then there's no point to it. It's not, it's not any magic water. It's not a Harry Potter spell. It's not gonna physically change. You actually have to become a different person and die to the person that you used to be. And it sounds difficult, but 9 times out of 10, most people know what they have to do, but don't do it because it's difficult. You know what I mean? It takes the same amount of energy to do something than there is not to do something. Or, do it the wrong way as opposed to doing it the right way. The right way is always better, but for some reason, people think it's harder. So they think the easy route is the wrong way. So 9 times out of 10, we all know what we got to do. And once we commit to it, then there's nothing to stop us. But once you get baptized, you're a different person. So you have to act accordingly. You ever wanted to have, like, wake up and be a different person, or have a clean slate, or all your sins removed, everything you've ever done that was wrong. Now you're back to square one. Clean slate, clean sheet of paper, clean screen, however you want to use this analogy, right? Clean whiteboard. That's the opportunity you have. Now, what you do with that is your purpose. Find your purpose in God. Now you got a clean slate, fresh piece of clay, whatever analogy you want to use. Now you can be the person you always wanted to be. Doesn't matter if you're 20, 40, 60, 50, doesn't matter. There's always time to be the person you always wanted to be. And if you thought you wanted to be one thing, guess what? We make plans, God laughs. Trust me, being a pastor was not on my to-do list. I thought I was going to be an NBA player till I only grew to 5'8", 120 pounds, soaking wet with, rocks in my pocket. That didn't happen. On top of injuries and car accidents and what have you, God had other plans. Here I am, 51 years old, a pastor of the word, running a foundation devoted to discipleship to help people find God and let Jesus do the introductions, right? So, if it could happen to me, anything's possible. Absolutely anything. But you got to give it a chance. Surrender yourself. Die to the person you used to be. And just let go and see where God takes you. Right? He'll take you somewhere, for sure. But you got to surrender. You can't have something if you don't give it up for him. It's like if your cup is full, if you don't pour it out, you can't put nothing new in the cup. Be the fanciest cup in the world, but you can put mud in that cup, or you can put gold in that cup. Now that's up to you. That is truly up to you. So, at the end of the day, that's what a baptism is, a rebirth. But you have to work on you. You have to be the one to change. Whether that's exercising, or diet, or a business, or your marriage, whatever it is, you have to change. So, just saying you're a Christian and I got baptized, that's not going to change anything. But who you surround yourself with, how you live your life, the places you go, the things you do, the way you talk, the clothes you wear, it's a life. And the more you understand that, the easier it gets. And when you commit to that, it makes being a Christian super easy because you're doing things under the kingdom world and not the secular world. So, you can get joy from everything you do, from the circle of people that you meet at church and their experiences, and it's just an amazing journey when you commit to it. So, I know everybody's busy. I won't keep you guys too long, but that's what this is about: renewal, replenish, revive, becoming a new person. And once God comes and gets you, just quiet your mind, listen to the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to work through you to be that person that you always wanted to be. So that's this week's quick episode of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Tolliver Lyons with the Susan D. Lyons Foundation for Hope Ministry. And I'm glad you stopped by. I'm glad you listened. And hopefully, you'll take the words that I say and you'll put them to good use. And like I said, don't take my word for it. Open the Bible. See where it takes you. Let God's ability to anoint people anoint you. And let God's love take you to places you've never been. So before we end this episode, let's bow our heads. Father God, we come before you after this amazing episode of the Fish for People Sunday Service Podcast. And I hope everybody that hears the sound of my voice is blessed beyond their requirements, blessed the way you want them blessed. Father God, let them be the ones that go out and shine the light in the dark. Let them be the ones that put the smiles on the faces of the sick and the needy and allow them to go out into their communities and change lives only the way you activate them, Father God. Let them know that you are here and you are here to help them help others. In Jesus' name we pray, we all say, Amen. So, till next week, guys, have a fantastic week. May you continue to be blessed. Amen. See y'all next week.